请我们一起看约翰一书第一章。
Can we turn to 1 John chapter 1?
因为很短，我们就一起来念一遍。
Because it's very short, we're going to read it through once.
可以打上来吗？
第
约翰一书第一章。出来了吗？好，那我们就一起念。
We'll read together.
论到起初原有的
生命之道，就是我们所听见、
所看见、
亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将也与父同在。且显现以我们那永远的生命传给你们，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这话写给你们，使你们喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你赐给我们一个这么好的时间，让我们可以一起的聚在你的面前，要来思想你的话语。
You have given us such a wonderful time that we can gather together to meditate on your word.
主，你纪念到我们每个来到这里是奉你的名聚集。
Lord, please remember that we all gather together in your name.
我们是要来寻求你的面。
We are to seek your face.
我们是要来敬拜你。
To worship you.
求主照着你的应许在我们的中间。
May you be among us according to your promise.
不管我们在思想你的话语，在讲道，在听道。
Whether we are thinking of your word, we are preaching, or we are listening,
愿圣灵都在这里管住我们每个人的心。
May the Holy Spirit be guarding our hearts.
求主的圣灵把你自己的话说一遍，活的在我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit make alive your words to our hearts.
求主也赐给我们一个谦卑受教的心。
May you, Lord, give us a humble and teachable spirit.
赐给我们一个能听的耳朵。
Ears that can hear.
愿意顺服的意志。
And a will that is willing to obey.
我们把这个时间恭敬地仰望你的恩待。
Therefore, we commit this time to your hands, looking to your blessing.
主对我们说话。
May you speak to us.
你的仆人们静听。
Your servants are listening.
叫你的话在我们里边成为生命，成为亮光。
May your word become life, become light to us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们刚刚在这里开始的聚会有一个月了。
We have had a meeting for 1 month now here in this place.
感谢主，在过往这一个月的当中，主给我们很多的恩典。
We thank the Lord for the past month that we have experienced much of God's grace.
那我们第一次在这里聚会，众弟兄姐妹就已经有一个共识，就是我们要做主耶稣基督的见证。
And from the first meeting here, we all knew that we have this heart that we want to be a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣，我们没有别的可以传讲。
Apart from Jesus, we have no one else to preach about.
除了主可以得着满意，我们的心也不会有安息。
Until the Lord is satisfied, our heart will not be at rest.
我们上次讲到主的见证实在是有许许多多的方面值得我们来传扬。
We mentioned that the Lord's grace has many aspects is worthy for us to preach about.
那我在思想到在这一段短期的里边，主如果给我时间跟大家一起分享的话。
So in this short time that we have,If the Lord willing that He may enable me to preach about this,
我会在约翰一书这一卷短短的书信里边跟大家一起来思想耶稣基督的见证。
I want to meditate with brothers and sisters the testimony of the Lord Jesus in this short book of 1 John.
我们曾经说过
We have mentioned this before.
约翰福音整个的目的是要说要叫人可以信耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
The purpose of the Gospel of John is so that people may read it and understand and believe that Jesus is the Christ,
并且叫人可以因为信耶稣而得着永生。
And by believing in him, they can receive eternal life.
这是整个约翰福音的中心内容。
It is the central message of the Gospel of John.
当约翰年老的时候
So when John in his old age,
他写了一封信，就是我们今天在读的约翰一书。
He has written a letter, which is First John, the letter we are reading tonight.
当然是写给那些已经信耶稣基督的人。
Of course, he wrote this letter to those who have already believed in Jesus.
他也同样有一个非常非常清晰的目的，要告诉读信的人。
He also have a purpose to tell all the people who are receiving the letter.
他说，我写这些话给你们。
He said, I wrote this to you.
就是你们这些已经信奉神儿子之名的人。
That those of you who have believed in the name of the Son of God.
是要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So that you may know you have eternal life.
约翰福音告诉你怎样可以得着永生。
John's Gospel tells you how to receive eternal life.
书信告诉一个人信耶稣的人说你怎样可以活出这一个永生的生命。
And first John, the letter of John tells us how to live out this eternal life.
所以这一封书信可以说是为着已经信耶稣的人写的。
So in a sense, this letter was written for those who have already believed in Jesus.
不过我还是愿意这样的提醒大家。
But I still like to remind you all.
整本圣经是要为耶稣做见证。
The whole Bible is to testify for Jesus.
整本圣经到处都有福音。
Every page of the Bible contains the gospel.
就算这封书信是写给信徒，告诉你说你要确知自己里边有永生。
Even though this letter was written to Christians who have believed that they have eternal life.
但是他同时也告诉你。
But at the same time,
这个生命是有表现，可以用生活来证明的。
That this life should have an expression expressed in your life.
而且正因着你我的生命表现。
And because your life can be expressed,
别人就能认出我们是属耶稣基督的人。
Others may be able to recognize that we are people belonging to God.
好，我们进入正文。
Let's enter into the main message.
论到起初原有的生命之道。
That which from was from the beginning, which we have heard.
就是我们所听见、所看过、亲眼见过、亲手摸过的。
Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证。
Concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you.
要将原来与父同在，并且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
That eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命之道很清楚地告诉我们，就是那一位成了肉身的耶稣，他就是神来到人间。
The word of life surely is pointing to Jesus, who is God, who became flesh and lived among us.
而且叫很多信他的人能够因着他被你接到你的心里，你就有永生。
That many people who have received Jesus into their life, they will then receive eternal life.
我们记得主耶稣很清楚的在一开头的时候就对那些来到他面前的人这样说。
And the Lord Jesus said to those who came to him at the beginning,
你们必须重生。
He said, you must be born again.
若不重生，你们就不能见神的国。
Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
而且这一个生命一旦进入一个信徒的里边，
And this life, one is to enter into the life of the believer,
是我们可以实实在在去经历的。
It is something that we can truly experience.
约翰在这里告诉那些听他的话的那般的人，
And therefore John was talking to those who have believed.
我跟你说的这些，
The things that I'm saying to you,
是我们亲身经历过的。
It is something that we personally experience.
当然，使徒们也在别的地方提醒过我们。
Certainly the apostles have reminded us in other places.
约翰所要强调的，不是这个肉身的触摸跟听见而已。
What John tried to express to you is not just a personally beholding or touching.
你记得别的使徒也这样告诉过我们的。
Because other disciples have told us.
我们将自己所经历、所看见、所听见的来告诉你们。
We are telling you what we have experienced, what we have seen with our eyes.
你们也信了，你们也接受了。
And you have believed and you have accepted.
知道这真是神的生命之道。
Knowing that this is truly the word of God, the word of life.
他说我们虽然现在没有看见他，
Even though we do not see him now.
但是我们确实能爱他。
But we can still love him.
现在虽然没有办法面对面的来看见他，
Even though we cannot see God face to face at this moment.
但是因着信他，心里就有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜了。
But because we believe in him, we can love him and we can experience that glorious.
弟兄姐妹，你可以回想一下
Gospel, please think about it, brothers and sisters.
你当初因信接受了耶稣的时候，
The day that you believe and accepted the Lord Jesus,
你是不是发现有些东西在你里边改变了起来？
Didn't you discover that something has changed in your life?
你的世界观不一样了。
Your worldview is totally changed.
你的追求的目标不一样了。
The goal of your pursuit has changed.
你整个人好像变成一个新的人。
Your whole being as if it became a new creation.
其实外边的环境没改变。
Outwardly, things hasn't changed.
但是因着你里边的改变，外边的东西也变了。
But because you have changed, everything else around you seems to change.
如果一个人说他 已经信了耶稣基督。
If someone say that he already believed in Jesus,
而在他心的深处没有发生任何改变。
And yet in the deepest part of his heart, nothing changes.
那是一件很可悲的事情。
That will be something very tragic.
我们知道在近代有这样一种的风潮不是太好。
We know that lately in the world there is such a fashion.
我把它称为福音派的理性主义。
I will call it the
理性主义 reason.
It's the reasonings of the evangelicals.
他们认为一个信徒必须理解圣经的经文。
They say that a Christian must understand the words and letters of the Bible.
他们认为所有的真理都在字句的里边。
They say that all the truth will be in the letters of the word.
他们跟那些拥有重生生命的信徒的根本区别就是。
Well, so what is their difference to those who have truly been born again?
跟当初犹太人犹太教徒跟耶稣基督的门徒不同的地方一样。
Their difference will be the same as the difference between the scribes and Pharisees to the disciples of Jesus.
他们可以在拉比学校学会很清楚的旧约圣经。
They may learn all the Old Testament scripture like the rabbis in the school.
他们能够很知道整个信仰的体系跟规则。
They know all the structure and the content of the belief.
他们以为人一旦认识了这些道理，人就有了生命。
They thought that once man has the understanding of this truth and this structure, they will become a believer.
我们互相的提醒一下。
But let us remind one another.
我们都相信圣经是一本活的书。
We believe that the Bible is a living book.
是从神而来的话语。
It is a word from God.
是有神的启示在里边。
It contains the revelation of God.
但是有一本启示的书放在你面前。
So this book full of revelation is put before you.
人还必须是一个被苏醒过来的人才读得懂。
The man who read it must be someone who has already been awakened in his faith in order to understand it.
人必须有一个重生的生命。
The reader must be a man with a born again life.
并且能蒙圣灵感动跟光照的光景。
And in the condition of being enlightened,And by the Holy Spirit.
真理不单单是体系。
So therefore the truth is not just a structure.
真理里边有生命。
The truth has life.
主耶稣在地上对当时的犹太人说过这句话。
So the Lord Jesus has spoken this to the Jewish people.
你们查考圣经。
Search the scriptures.
因为你们以为在里边有永生。
You thought that in it you can find eternal life.
给我做见证的正是这圣经。
The one that testified for me is this scripture.
然而你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
Yet you're not willing to come to me to have life.
那里说出有一种危险是什么？
So the danger is that
人可以懂得熟悉圣经的字句。
Man can read and understand the words of the letter of the Bible.
但是他不要，也拒绝了耶稣的生命。
Yet they can still reject and not having the life of Christ in them.
我们要千万千万的记得。
So we must always remember this.
耶稣再三的告诉我们。
And the Lord Jesus has warned us many times.
他来要叫人得生命，得丰盛的生命。
To give life.A life more abundantly.
他来不是叫人得一些道理。
He did not come so that he may have some doctrines.
不是叫人得一些外边的做法。
and not some outward thing that you can follow.
所以他才会那么简单地告诉人说。
And therefore he said this to us simply.
贫穷的人有福了，天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
这种贫穷不仅仅指着财务上、物质上的贫穷。
That poverty is not just about material poverty.
他的贫穷更指的是人里边的知道自己的没有而能够谦卑。
But that poverty is showing men's knowing that they are poor and did not know much and they need to humble themselves.
当一个人知道自己里边没有而渴望要认识神的话语的时候
，When a man knew that he is empty and he needing God's word，
他就开始可以得蒙祝福。
Then he can begin to receive blessing.
因为圣经中有一个不变的定律就是
Because the Bible has an unchangeable truth.
神说他施恩给谦卑的人
God says he is merciful to those who are humble.
但是神阻挡骄傲的人
But he rejects those who are proud.
这就是为什么我们在地上一直看见那些聪明人、有能力的人、有地位的人，他们那么难的谦卑他自己。
That's why we see so many people who are rich, who are knowledgeable, but yet they are not willing to come and receive the gospel.
但是那些破碎的心、充满了需要的人，他们却经历了救恩对他们的拯救。
Those people who are broken, those people who are in need, yet they were able to be filled with this new life.
这里说到我把看见、听见的这些来跟你们交通。
So John said, I'm fellowshipping with you the things that I have seen with my eyes and that I heard with my ears.
他不仅仅把这些话来告诉你。
Not only telling you these words.
他是说我把这一个宝贝来跟你分享。
He said, I'm sharing with you this treasure.
交通就是跟你分享。
To fellowship is to share with you.
把你所有的最好的拿来跟你周围的人共享。
To share together with the people around you the things most precious to you.
所以你知道成为一个基督徒本身也带着一种的责任。
So to be a Christian means that there is a responsibility.
你能够把你所得的来与人分享。
That you can share with those what you have gained.
但是你要记得如果你没有你怎么跟人分享呢
?But if you don't have it, how can you share that?
你自己必须先拥有。
So you must first have it.
而且当你拥有的时候有个自然的情形。
So when you have it, there is a natural result of that.
就是你乐意把这个宝贝让别人也能够得到。
That you're willing and happily share this treasure that you have gained.
你知道得着救恩是非常宝贝的。
To receive salvation is such a precious thing.
但是他又是非常非常不自私的。
But this treasure that you receive make you unselfish.
有些时候我们在人间看见你拥有一些秘诀，拥有一些办法。
Sometimes some people may gain certain method or certain tricks or secrets.
然后你就紧紧地把这个东西隐藏起来。
And you try to hide it from others so that you can.
因为你怕别人也拿到那个东西。
Because you're afraid that other people may know about it.
我记得我小时候中国人有一句这样的话。
I remember when I was young, a Chinese saying that's this word.
他说教会了徒弟，饿死了师父。
He said if you teach well your disciple, then you as a master will be hung in hunger.
所以一般师父总要留一点点的秘诀不传的。
So most masters, they will keep back certain things that he will not teach the disciples.
但是当我们得着这个救恩的时候
But when we receive salvation,
我们却是巴不得把它分享给所有的人。
We are just willing and happy to share that with others.
你会自觉的，如果我不把这个好处告诉别人，
And you felt that if you can share this with others,
我对不起一位给我这么多恩典的主耶稣。
Or if you don't share it, then you are really, doing something wrong to the Jesus.
我如果不把这一个来分享给我周围的亲人朋友，
If I don't share this with my relatives and friends around me,
我觉得我对不起他们。
Then I really feel sorry to them.
因为我拥有的最好，我当然喜欢跟我最爱的人共享。
Because if I have something good, surely I want to share with those I love.
所以基督徒啊，有一种任何苦难、逼迫的环境都消灭不了的原因，就是。
So therefore, Christians can never perish.In the midst of persecution and tribulation.
因为哪怕你把它掉到什么地方去，
Because it doesn't matter how low they fall.
里边那一个生命一定要爆炸出来。
The life within them will certainly explode.
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
I'm sharing with you what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have handled.
我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交。
We are having fellowship with the Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里我们也看见基督徒所谓的相交有一个很重要的内容跟原则。
So when we talk about Christian fellowship, that should be a very important principle to it and content to it.
圣经中所谓的基督徒相交，不是很多人想象中的聊天。
Christian fellowship is.As described by the Bible, it's not like we're just having a chit-chatting.
不是社交活动。
It is not a social gathering.
不是人思想的讨论。
It's not just having arguments and talking about them.
甚至不是对经文的讲解。
It wasn't even about the teaching of the scriptures.
所以基督徒的相交不可以是一帮意气相投的人的专利。
So Christian fellowship does not belong to a group of people who have the same hobby and same liking.
我们都有这样一种的取向。
We all have this tendency.
我们找一些相同的东西，我们就聚在一起。
We find something that we have common interest and we can gather together.
因为老祖宗告诉过我们，人与群分。
And because the old, our ancestor told us that, men like to scatter.
我们潮州人到哪里就搞一个潮州同乡会。
And wherever we go, we try to gather with others, like Teochew people.
福建人到那里就搞一个福建同乡会。
We have the Teochew, gathering, and then the Fujian also have their own gathering.
我们到处搞一些跟我相同一样喜欢的人，我们就成立一个会。
And because we find people who have the common background, common interests, we have formal associations for that.
这叫接档，不叫圣经中的交通。
So that is basically getting a gang together and not about Christian fellowship.
你我都要记得一个事实。
So we, you and I must understand this.
生命赐是在天上。
The book of life is in heaven.
不是在你我的手中。
It is not in your hands or my hands.
更不是你我组织一个事团。
It is not you and I can form an association.
基督徒所谓的交通。
The Christian fellowship should be
必须根据他们里边拥有的生命。
Should be according to the life within the Christians.
换句话说，基督徒在一起所谓的交通。
So in that sense that when Christians come together and having fellowship with one another,
我把我领受的耶稣在我身上所做的改变来告诉你。
That the life of Jesus in me that has changed and transformed me, I want to share with you that.
你把你从主所得到的那个特殊的恩赐也用在我们彼此之间。
And the special grace that you experience from the Lord, you can also share and use it among us.
所以基督徒记得我们每次跟弟兄姐妹说我们来交通的时候。
So brothers and sisters, Christians, please remember this when we come together and say we are having fellowship.
你我都要明白我已经准备好把耶稣在我里边的恩典、生命和作为来与你共享。
That you must be prepared to share with others the life and what you have experienced from the Lord.
我也准备接受你从主那里所领受的祝福、恩典和改变来交通给我。
That you are willing to share the changes, the transformation that Jesus' life within you and share with others.
所以真正的交通
So therefore, the true fellowship.
每次跟弟兄姐妹交通完
So every time when you finish fellowshipping,
必须叫你的生命更加的活泼
It must cause your life to be much more alive.
叫你对主更有信心
That you have increased faith towards the Lord.
叫你更爱慕属天的事情
And that you want to love heavenly things.
如果我们的交通完了让一个人灰心丧胆失意
But if after our fellowshipping and someone became down and depressed and not happy
这就不是圣经所说的交通
That is therefore not fellowshipping
所以交通具备两个条件
So fellowshipping means there are two conditions must be fulfilled
一个必须拥有主的生命和恩典在你身上。
Firstly, you must have the life and grace of the Lord Jesus in you.
第二点，你准备好放下你的自己，奉献你的所有。
And secondly, you must be willing to lay down of yourself and offer up yourself to that fellowship.
这个就是圣经这里所说的我们把所看见、所听见的来告诉你们。
This is what the Bible says that I'm telling you what we have seen and what we have heard.
使你们与我们可以相交。
So that you and I can have fellowship.
我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督来相交。
And our fellowship is a fellowship with the Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
你记得在我们中间每次聚会完我们都有一个白饼。
Remember that each time after our meeting, we have, after our preaching, we have breaking of bread meeting.
有些地方可能觉得怎么你们就那么特殊非要每个星期都要白饼。
Some people may question us, why do you have to break bread every week?
我想很简单的理由就是
And a very simple reason is this.
我们就是借着白饼要向世人证明我们是在主里边相交的。
Through the breaking of bread, we want to show to the world that our fellowship is in the Lord.
我们肢体虽多但是我们只有一个身体。
Even though we have many members, but we have one body.
我们人虽多但是我们只有一个心智。
We have many people, but we have only one heart.
我们同是一个身体。
We are in that same body.
我们同有一位元首。
We have this head of the body.
我们只有一主、一信、一喜、一神。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
我们藉着这个白饼来表明我们都是主所救赎的人。
And through that breaking of bread, we all show that we are people redeemed by God.
我们来纪念他为我们牺牲和流血的大爱。
We want to remember the love and the blood that he shed for us.
我们举着白饼也来宣告说我现在成为这身体里边的一份。
And through the breaking of bread, we say that we are now belong to as a part of the member.
我跟所有其他同盟救恩的人都在自一个身体的里边。
And I am together with all the people who have been saved by grace in that same body.
所以我们接着白饼互相的提醒，我们是属于主的。
So through the breaking of bread, we remind one another that we belong to the Lord.
同时我们也是彼此相熟的。
And that we know one another.
没有一个基督徒他发生的事你可以置身度外。
So anything that happened to other believers, you cannot say that this is none of my business.
正如圣经所告诉我们的。
Just like what the Bible says.
一个肢体得荣耀，整个身体得荣耀。
If a member of the body of Christ glorified, then the whole body is glorified.
一个身体受痛苦，整个身体受痛苦。
If one member of the body is in pain, the rest of the body will be in pain as well.
所以为什么基督徒的团契是这样的重要？
Therefore, why it is so important for a Christian to have fellowship?
为什么主劝告我们说不可停止聚会？
That's why the Lord says, do not stop meeting with one another.
因为你离开整个身体的连结。
Because once you are departed from the union of other members,
你的身体很快的就枯干下来。
Then you became wither, you can dry out and perish.
我们藉着这样的聚集
，but through our gathering together,
不止彼此的鼓励
，not only we encourage one another,
我们也同做一个美好的见证
，but we can all have the same a good testimony,
就是耶稣成为我们一切的满足
，that Jesus Christ became our satisfaction.
在这里第四节他这样说
Here in chapter 1 verse 4 it says
我们将这些话写给你们使你们的喜乐充足
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full
活在一种这样的相交的里边一定带出一个结果就是喜乐
So if you live in the reality of this fellowship then the result is joy
因为神是信实的
Because God is faithful
你们原是被他所召来进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的交通里边
For you have been called to enter into the fellowship of his son the Lord Jesus Christ
基督徒的这种喜乐跟地上的喜乐有很大很大的不一样。
The joy of the Christian is very different to the joy that you can be found in the world.
因为这种喜乐带着一种属天的气息。
Because this joy is heavenly.
这一种喜乐是世界给不了。
This joy cannot be given to you by the world.
也拿不走。
It cannot be taken away as well.
因为这喜乐是在耶稣基督里边的。
Because this joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我不知道你怎么样。
I'm not sure about you.
但是我自己真的知道每当我想起我能够有主给我这么大的救恩。
Every time I thought about how the Lord Jesus has given me such a great salvation,
还天天的要与我同在。
And every day He is with me.
我真的极其极其的喜乐。
I'm truly in an amazing joy.
我也见过很多基督徒他们给我看见的那种属天的喜乐。
And I saw the heavenly joy experienced by other believers.
他们可以失去身体的健康。
They may lose their physical health.
但是他们心灵里充满喜乐。
But inside them, there is this joy, great joy.
他们可能被放在监牢里边失去自由。
They may be locked up in prison and lost their freedom.
但是他们心里充满喜乐。
But their heart is full of joy.
他们可以落在贫穷的环境里边。
They may be in great poverty.
但是他心里充满喜乐。
But their heart is full of joy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们彼此的提醒。
So brothers and sisters, let us remind one another.
在任何的环境中。
In whatever circumstances.
你我都有喜乐的原因。
You and I should have a reason for joy.
因为我们里边有活水的泉源。
Because in us there is this spring of living water.
能够涌流出来一直到永生。
It can flow out of us.
我们有活水的泉源。
We have that source of the eternal life.
让我们不论去到什么地方，只要我们不禁止它，它就能供应周围的干渴。
Wherever we go, as long as we don't stop it, it will quench the thirst of those people around us.
你可以试着想一想。你得救的时候是不是有一种说不出来的大喜乐
So think about it. When you got saved, did you experience the joy, unspeakable joy of this salvation?
那种喜乐像什么？像一个欠债的人，突然间有人帮你还清了一切的债。
You felt like you are a man of, in great debt and someone came and paid all your debt.
你说哇我突然间得自由了得释放了。
And you suddenly felt, wow, I'm fully free, I'm now enjoy that freedom.
我常常想起我得救的时候一个可笑但是很真实的故事。
I remember when I first got saved, something quite laughable today, but it was quite real.
因为我小时候实在真的什么都不是又穷又又笨
Because when I was young, I looked dumb and I was very poor.
当我知道我已经蒙主的赦免
But when I knew that I had been forgiven by the Lord,
我已经成为神的儿女的时候
When I knew that I became a child of God,
我走在路上开心得不得了
I was walking on the street and I was full of joy.
虽然那个时候不能公开跟人讲
Even at that time, we cannot openly tell others we are Christians.
但是我心里真的觉得，我比那些在当，队长、公司书记、县长，甚至省长，我都比他好多了。
And I felt that I'm better than even the mayor, all the various officials in the government.
因为一个很简单的思想。
Because there's a very simple thought in me.
不管你在地上多有权势。
Doesn't matter how powerful you are in the world.
但是在宇宙的审判台前
But before the judgment seat in the universe before God,
你将站立不住
They shall not be able to stand.
我却在宇宙的审判台前被神说你已经得到赦免
But I can stand before the judgment seat of God and knew that I have been forgiven.
是白白的恩典
It is a grace freely given to me.
不仅这个世罪的平安给你带来极大的喜乐
Even though these sins being forgiven given us great joy,
你还可以经历到圣灵来住在你心里带给你的喜乐
You can also experience the joy that the Holy Spirit is dwelling within you.
这圣灵来要成为我的保惠师
The Holy Spirit came so that it may become my comforter.
世人看不见他
The world cannot see him.
但是我们却看得见他
But yet we can see him.
不是眼睛这样的看见
Not with our eyes.
是心灵的眼睛知道他就跟我同在
But the eyes of our heart can see that He is with us, accompany us.
他在各种各样的环境中，他会对你说话。
So in many circumstances, he will come and speak to you.
一件事你不能做，他会把一个不高兴的担忧放在你的里边。
Something that you cannot do, he may give us something for us to think about or worry about.
所以圣灵就在圣经中告诉我们说，不要让圣灵担忧。
So if the things you're not willing to do, you may grieve the Holy Spirit.
当你去做一件事他喜欢的时候，
When you did something that is pleasing to the Holy Spirit,
他就在你里边给你极大的平安和喜乐。
He will let you experience great joy and great peace.
很多的事情我们是根据主在我们里边那个平安，我们才得着力量的。
A lot of times, the things that we want to do only with the great peace from the Lord can we have the strength to do it.
不是因为外边给了我们一套律法说你不可这样，你不可那样。
And we are not just looking to the outward rules and regulations, do this or do that, or don't do this, do that.
是有主的恩膏在凡事上教导你。
But we actually have the anointing of the Holy Spirit,telling us what to do in all circumstances.
不仅仅有这样的喜乐，
Not only we have that joy,
我们跟着还会经历到一种就是遵行主旨意的喜乐。
That we have the joy of obeying the will of God.
我不知道你有没有经历过。
I'm not sure whether you have experienced this.
有很多基督徒有这样的经历。
Many Christians have such an experience.
当他得救以后，
After they got saved,
因为主的生命已经进入他里边，
Because God's life is within them.
然后在平凡的生活中，我们已经习惯我们老旧的做法的方式。
So in their daily living, they have already been used to the old way of doing things.
有时候我们很轻易的就骗人说谎。
Sometimes we easily say a few lies and tell the not truth.
但是当你已经
untruth,
学习顺从主的心意的时候，
But when you learn to obey the will of God,
你懂得去跟人道歉。
You will learn to then apologize to people for telling lies.
或者有一样东西你抓住一直不肯放手，
or something that you have been holding on to, not willing to let go.
圣灵叫你说，你把它放下吧。
The Holy Spirit says to you, let it down.
但是你一直放不下。
But you cannot let it down.
后来你因着主的爱激励你。
But because the love of Christ encourage you.
你就试着主，我要为着你的缘故，我就放下吧。
And you're willing to say to the Lord, Lord, for your sake, I'm willing to let it down.
当你把手一放下的时候，喜乐就涌进你的心里。
And when you are willing to lay it down, you found that the joy can really come into your being.
我刚刚得救的时候也有这样的故事。
When I first got saved, I also have that story.
那时候中国八亿人口八部片，八部电影。
In that time, the Chinese make some movie.
有八亿的人口，总共只有八部电影。
There are 8 billion people, but only have 8 movies.
那八部片我们叫做样板戏。
And we say those are examples, or model film.
但是那时候我还小孩。
And I was just a child.
那时候没有什么 email 啊，没有什么电话啊，啥都没有的。
We do not have emails, we do not have telephones at that time.
我们如果有电影看呢，是一件大事情。
To have a movie to watch is something, is a big, big occasion.
在农村呢，是久久的有一次叫做放眼队到农村来了。
So in the country area, usually the film projection people will come around once in a long while.
然后他们会在这个晒谷的地方搭一个很大的白荧幕就上去。
And they will put out a big screen, on a big white screen for the projection.
如果说是7:30天黑了开始要放眼。
If they say the movie will start at 7:30 when the sun go down,
你知道那个村里男女老少拿着碗吃饭就已经跑到那里去吃了。
And the, old and young, they all have brought their rice bowl and went and lined up and queue up to see the movie.
那在城市比农村好很多。
Of course, in the city, it's better condition than the country area.
有电影院。
They have movie theaters.
而且在城里还有比八部电影多一点点的。
And sometimes in the city, you may find other movies more than the 8 movies. That,
叫做内部电影。
Is, they call it the, inner information movies.
不是每个人都可以看的。
Those movies only for special group of people.
我也想不起是怎么人才能看。
I can't remember who can actually see it.
但是我有一次在那个时间我拿到一张这样的票。
But at that time, I suddenly received a ticket.
我开心得不得了，就是要去看。
I was so happy to receive the ticket that I want to go and see that movie.
我那时候已经得救了。
But that time, I was already saved.
里边有个声音一直对我说。
And there was a voice within me keep saying to me,
你学习为着我放下你的嗜好吧。
Can you learn to lay down your hobby because of me?
我一直心里跟自己挣扎。
So I was struggle within me.
我说难得才有一次啊。
I say, how rare is this opportunity to have a movie?
就让我看完再说吧。
Let me go through that movie and then we talk about it later.
结果我不理里边那个声音。
So I did not, want to listen to the voice within me.
我还是进到电影院里边去了。
So I went into the movie theaters.
然后我没有一次看电影这么痛苦的。
I have never once watched a movie in such an agonizing manner.
上边在演电影，我下边根本心不在，乱成一团。
The movie was, was being projected, but my heart was so confused and so, negative.
里边仍然有那个声音对我说。
The voice within me still saying to me,
你学习为我放下吧。
Learn to lay this down for me.
最后我受不了，我站起来走出去了。
So in the end, I could not take it anymore. I stood up and left the cinema.
我告诉你，当我走出电影院门口的时候，
I can tell you when I step out of the door of the movie theater.
我突然间成为一个极其喜乐的人，好像天上的喜乐倒了下来一样。
I became a man in extreme joy, as if the joy of heaven was poured upon me.
基督徒有一种喜乐。
Christian has this joy.
就是学习顺服神，放下自己的喜乐。
It's to learn to obey God and lay down their own joy.
基督徒还有一种喜乐。
Christian has another joy.
就是彼此相爱的喜乐。
That is the love for one another, that sort of joy.
当你有时候很低潮，心里烦闷。
Sometimes when you're in a very low, emotional state and feel depressed.
但是你去跟一些基督徒一起有一些的祷告，有一些的交通主的恩典的时候。
But when you gather with other believers and pray with them and to share some experiences of the Lord.
不知不觉，你的忧愁跑了。
Suddenly,
喜乐进来了。
Your depression is gone and the joy has come in.
基督徒还有一种喜乐。
Christian has another joy.
奉献的喜乐。
That is the joy of offering up.
这个奉献包括你和你的所有。
That means you yourself and all the things that you own.
你试试看。
Try this.
为着主把自己该交给他的放出去。
For the Lord's sake, willing to offer up what you should offer out of yourself.
你会得到一种没有任何东西可以买得到的喜乐。
You can therefore receive a joy that cannot be explained.
基督徒还有一种叫做盼望的喜乐。
The Christian also have another joy, that is the joy of hope.
因为你有荣耀的盼望。
Because you have this glorious hope.
所以你哪怕在苦难中，在贫穷中，你能喜乐。
So even though you may be in suffering, you may be in poverty, you can still have that joy.
记得主耶稣应许说。
The Lord Jesus promised this.
我的喜乐要存在你们的心里。
My joy shall be in your heart.
我把很多话告诉你们。
I'll tell you many things.
是要叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be full.
那么今天我简单的说到这第一段经文里边给我们几个的提醒。
So today I share with you, this first part of the scripture and what he has reminded us.
主让我们能够因他得永生。
The Lord Jesus allow us to have eternal life.
这个永生在我们里边是真的，不是假的。
This eternal life should be real and not false.
这个永生是我们需要亲自去领受、去经历，并且让它去传播的。
This eternal life is something that we must receive, experience, and share out.
在这个前提下，我们就可以彼此的相交。
And because of that, we can have fellowship with one another.
我们可以共享神在我们身上的恩典。
We can share together the joy that God has in our lives.
在这一个共享的里边，我们能够得到一种属天的喜乐。
And because we share this joy, we can receive this heavenly joy together.
这种喜乐是从主那里来的，是世界给不了、夺不走的。
And this joy is from the Lord, cannot be taken or given by the world.
使徒约翰说
the Apostle John said,
我把这些话写给你们。
I wrote this to you.
叫你们可以和我们在基督里边相交。
That you and I can have fellowship in the Lord Jesus.
我把这些话写给你们。
These things I wrote to you.
要叫你们在主的里边能够得着喜乐。
That your joy may be full.
求主的话鼓励我们，也让我们活出他所要的生活来。
May the Lord's word encourage us so that we may live out the life that he wants us to live.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主这些不完整的话，求主圣灵重新的主持解释在我们的心中。
Though this word may be incomplete, but may the Holy Spirit continue to speak to us.
主让我们不仅仅是因信你得着永生的那般人。
That we are not just people who believe in you and have eternal life.
让我们这些已经信你、属你的儿女能够知道我们有永生。
That we who believe in you may know that we have eternal life.
并且能够在生活实践中去证明、见证这永生。
And be able to prove and experience this eternal life in our life.
求主用恩典扶持我们。
May your grace supporting us.
让我们在地上的每一天成为讨主喜悦的日子。
That every day we live, we may be one that pleases you.
成为与主同行的日子。
People who are walking with you.
成为主自己的见证人。
And that we may be the witnesses of your life.
奉主耶稣的名求。
We ask in Jesus Christ's name.